What is your relationship like with your mother?
What is your relationship like with your mother? That was a question posed by Youth Mic producers Rosa, Esther, and Constance to a few New Yorkers. Through their interviews, they explored teenagers' past and present relationships with their moms.
I'm Esther, reporting for Youth Mic. We decided to hear about teen and some adults' relationships with their mothers as teenagers. Some people have positive and negative relationships with their mom.
When I was a teenager, I hated my mother, but she was still a great mother. It was just that I was being a teenager. It was more me than it was her.
The relationship with my mother is great. She was almost killed in a car accident when I was in 10th grade. She'd probably never drive again for the rest of her life. That really made me see how strong she is and how, my mother is God in the eyes of a child, you know. I love my mother to death.
It was really good. She was pretty, permissive of whatever I was interested in and supportive of that as well. You know, she never tried to, oppress me, stop me from, hanging out with certain people. Stop me from dating people, stop me from doing those sorts of things. And it worked out really well.
Some people were undecided.
It's good. We don't really talk a lot. I don't share my feelings or any relationships with her, but we're chill together.
Some teenage relationships with their mothers started out good, but then turned bad because of something they did that messed it up.
I've cut school and stuff like that, so.
How was her reaction?
Well, she wasn't too pleased about it and stuff like that, but she helped me get back on track and stuff, so I did that.
Did you ever regret skipping school?
Yeah, most of the times. It delayed me in getting certain things that I was supposed to require. I had to do extra work my final year of school and stuff like that, but other than that, it turned out for the better, and it was all thanks to my mom, so.
Oh, yeah, when she caught me smoking. Ooh, that was bad.
How was her face expression?
Anger. Anger. A lot of anger. But now I don't smoke anymore, so that's how we resolved it. But yeah, you know when you're a teenager, you try all those bad things. Yes. So that was the only thing I regret.
Did you ever do anything to get in trouble with your mom? What did you do?
Once, what did I scratch? My friend's name on my mom's, tape, my mom's really old table. And once I took my sister's iPod. And yeah.
Did you get in big trouble for it?
Yeah.
Some teens regret staying out late because it made their mothers worry.
It was when there was the Vietnam War and everything, so I was really protesting, and she was always worried about me. So I think, and I could have been a bit more sensitive.
Do you still communicate with her?
All the time. Yeah, I talked to her about 3 or 4 times a day.
Stayed out too late.
Oh, what'd she say?
What?
What did she say?
She wasn't very happy. We didn't have cell phones back then, so I couldn't call and tell her what time I was coming home.
Wow. Do you still communicate with her?
Oh, yes. Almost every day.
Teenagers' mothers have cell phone now.
She just learned how to text. So that's a little uncomfortable. It's not necessarily the woman you want texting you at midnight, but.
For Youth Mic, this has been Esther St. Cloud, Connie J., and Rosa.
Youth Mic is a weekly youth-produced program about issues important to teens, and it's aired on WKCR. You can find out more on our blog and post your comments at youthcast.org. You've been listening to Youthcast, the next generation of sound, a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Be sure to check it out. generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening. You have been to me. You will always be.